Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to wrap up our agricultural markets here on this Thursday. All the market details coming up when we come back after this.
When you see farrow rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Farrow rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, active triple-digit gains quickly developed in the hog and feeder cattle futures today. The initial follow-through rally seen in the hog complex at the opening briefly broke through short-term resistance levels and moved to new August highs before eroding slightly through the rest of the day. Firm gains have steadily developed today with increased underlying support developing across the entire live cattle complex. Strong gains in feeder cattle futures renewed buyer interest in most contracts, allowing for increased underlying support to develop through the rest of the complex. Strong triple-digit gains moved into feeder cattle futures early, and that was following a slow and sluggish start. This limited additional movement through the complex and bringing commercial traders back to the market who have been sitting on the sidelines over the past couple of weeks. Now, on the grains, the wheat trade 2 to 6 cents lower in quiet trade today and finishing about 5 cents lower for the front month September. The Kansas City-Chicago spread is at 72 with back-and-forth trade continuing in the spread on the December. The corn hard red winter wheat spread is narrower, back to 30 cents. Kansas City wheat is now back to competitive on the world market, trading as well as into feed rations. Although that has faded in recent days with pressure in European values post-harvest. Corn is flat today with early gains fading ahead of the September contract going into delivery and continued short-term oversold conditions. Weather should continue to remain in a short-term non-issue with continued cool weather, the biggest concern at this point as we move towards September. And the soybean trade finished the day about 2 to 3 cents higher, with trade finding spillover support from the corn action and improving short-term technical action. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.